From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, February 12th, 2026. Arkansas State Police have arrested three people for attempting to smuggle contraband into state prisons. A news release says one person was arrested early last month near the Cummins unit in Lincoln County. Corrections officers had noticed packages of contraband thrown over the prison's fence, including drugs and cell phones. Two people were arrested in a separate incident earlier this month at the Tucker unit in Jefferson County. An expansion effort at the Washington County Jail is expected to finish ahead of schedule and under budget. At Tuesday's meeting of the County Quorum Court's Finance and Budget Committee, Building Commissioner Lance Johnson said the project would be completed in June and anywhere between $400,000 and $500,000 under its $19 million budget. Nearly the entire budget came from either revenue replacement funds during the COVID-19 pandemic or from the American Rescue Plan Act funding. The project creates several small housing units that can quarantine detainees with communicable diseases and will provide spaces for up to 88 people. A lawsuit filed by the Arkansas Justice Reform Coalition sought to block the use of federal COVID relief funds for the effort. That lawsuit was dismissed in March of last year. State lawmakers got an update Wednesday on Arkansas's juvenile justice system. The number of children and teens committed to the state's Division of Youth Services fell to just over 400 last year. That's down from a peak of 466 in 2023. The division's director, Michael Crump, says while the division houses people from age 10 to 21, the demographics tend to skew older.
You'll see that over half of our youth, it shows the 16 to 17 and up. And I would say that when I look at it, they're mostly 17 and up, about half of the kids. So they kind of have a little different needs, and we have a little different goals for those older youth than we do the younger ones. The other half are obviously, we've got quite a few 14 to 15-year-olds. Thankfully, we don't have a lot of 12, 13-year-olds.
While the number of youths in DYS custody getting a GED or high school diploma is on the rise, Crump says education continues to be a challenge.
80% of our youth, according to my education staff, are reading at or below a third grade level when they come to us. It's a struggle, but we try to do what we can. We do dyslexia screenings. We try to do everything we can to get them the help they need when it comes to education, do credit recovery, and get them. I think it was 55% of our population is on either a 504 or an IEP.
Data show the average length that youths stay in DYS custody continues to fall, with an average of between 6 and 7 months in 2025. Recidivism rates are also falling, both for youths recommitted to DYS and for those going to adult prison. The mayor of Pine Bluff has blocked a resolution to dedicate $860,000 in public funds to fund a go-kart track in the city. The Pine Bluff Commercial reports the resolution passed by the city council last week also would have continued funding the Pine Bluff Urban Renewal Agency, which is behind the go-kart project. Mayor Vivian Flowers vetoed the resolution in a memo on Tuesday, saying it used outdated or misleading data and failed to identify where the extra funding would come from. Flowers also called for more transparency and documentation of the agency's financial activities. Arkansas's lieutenant governor has appointed a new member of the state's Ethics Commission. Lieutenant Governor Leslie Rutledge tapped retired attorney Beth Walker to serve on the commission Tuesday. Walker will serve a 5-year term on the 5-member board, which enforces state laws related to campaign finance and lobbying, among other things. The longtime principal of Little Rock Central High School is retiring. Nancy Rousseau has led the school since 2002. The Arkansas Times reports she announced her retirement in a staff meeting on Tuesday. Rousseau is a New Jersey native and has worked in education in Arkansas since 1976. And a historic downtown Little Rock building is for sale. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the Women's City Club building on Scott Street has been listed for $2.7 million. Construction on the 3-story building began around 1910 and has served as the headquarters of the Junior League of Little Rock since 2001. It was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1982. Today expects sunny skies with a high of 62. Low tonight is 42. Rain chances are expected to return on Friday night, leading into Saturday. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.